And indeed, we sent Musa with our signs and the clear authority to Fir'aun, Haman, and Qarun, but they called him a sorcerer, a liar. Then when he brought them the truth from us, they said, kill the sons of those who believe with him, finish them off, and let their women live in slavery. But the plots of the disbelievers are nothing but in vain. Fir'aun said, leave me to kill Musa and let him call his Lord. I fear that he may change your religion or that he may cause mischief to appear in the land. Anti-propaganda. And nowadays also we see the propaganda against the Muslims. Some years ago there was an article in Reader's Digest about some Muslims, and you know what the name of that article was? Allah's madman. This is how they regard us. I fear that he may change your religion or that he may cause mischief to appear in the land. Musa said, Inni uftu bi Rabbi. I seek refuge in my Lord and your Lord, whether you admit it or not, and your Lord, from every arrogant one who does not believe in the Day of Judgment. وقال رجل مؤمن من آل فرعون يكتم إيمانه. And a believing man of Fir'aun's family who hid his faith said, would you kill a man because he says my Lord is Allah and he has come to you with clear signs from your Lord? And if he is a liar, upon him will be the sin of his lie. But if he is telling the truth, then some of that calamity wherewith he threatens you will befall you. Indeed, Allah does not guide one who is a transgressor and a liar. Who is this man? Allah doesn't tell us his name. But Allah loved this man's speech so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us everything that he said. An anonymous man, yaktumu imana, who hid his faith. Why did he hide his faith? The question is not why he hid his faith. The beauty of the story is that when Musa alayhi salam needed his help, he stepped forward. A hypocrite is one who steps back at the time when the Prophet needs him, or steps back at a time when Islam needs him. But this man's faith is so strong that he steps forward when he sees he is needed. Now what does he say? Would you kill a man because he says, my Lord is Allah? Is that all that you're deferring him with? If he is a liar, then he will suffer for that. But if he is telling the truth, then some of the calamity with which he is threatening you will befall you. Look at the simplicity of his logic. Ya qawmi, lakumul mulku al-yawm. O my people, yours is the kingdom today, being dominant in the land. But who will save us from the torment of Allah? Should it befall us? This is the vision of a moment. What did Dhulqarnain say when he made that magnificent wall? That when my Lord's promise comes, ja'alahu dakka, my Lord can just crumble this wall into pieces. He didn't pride himself on his advancement and say, well, look for this magnificent wall that I have made. He said, it will only last as long as Allah wills. This is the vision of a moment. O my people, yours is the kingdom today, being dominant in the land. But who will save us from the torment of Allah, should it befall us? Fir'aun said, now Fir'aun, of course, you know, tries to cover up. I show you only that which I see correct, and I only guide you to the path of right policy. Well, this is what I understand. وَقَالَ الَّذِي آمَنَا. And the one who believed said. Again and again Allah mentions his iman. See, iman is not just something that you hide in your heart. Iman is something that is manifested in your speech and your actions. He's taking on Fir'aun. Why? What's giving him the strength to do this? قَالَ الَّذِي آمَنَا. The one who had iman was able to say this. What gave Bilal radiallahu anhu the strength to endure those terrible tortures, to go on calling Ahad, Ahad? Iman. So Allah says, the one who had iman said, O my people, indeed I fear for you a fate like that day of disaster of the confederates of old. He's not afraid for himself, although he's taking on Fir'aun, the epitome of evil. He's afraid for his people. Like the fate of the people of Nuh and Ad and Samud and those who came after them. And Allah wills no injustice to his slaves. وَيَا قَوْمِي. And O my people, إِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ يَوْمَ التَّنَادِ. Indeed, I fear for you the day when there will be mutual calling amongst people. A day when you will turn your backs and flee, having no protector from Allah. And whomsoever Allah sends astray, for him there is no guide. And indeed, Yusuf did come to you in times gone by with clear signs, but you ceased not to doubt in that which he brought to you. Until when he died, you said, no messenger will Allah send after him. Thus Allah sends astray him who is a sinner and one who doubts. Those who dispute about the signs of Allah without any authority that has come to them. People who say, oh, we reject organized religion and we don't have any proof of the truth of the Quran after all. Agnostics. Those who dispute about the signs of Allah without any authority. They don't have anything to back up their saying. They're just doubting everything. It is disgusting to Allah and to those who believe. Thus does Allah seal up the heart of every arrogant tyrant. Now look at the long speech that he makes. And Allah loved him so much for this speech that he has told us every word of what he said. وَقَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ And Fir'aun said, O Haman, build me a tower that I may arrive at the ways of the heavens, and I may look upon the God of Musa. See how subtly he is mocking Musa a.s. How he is rejecting Iman bil-Ghayb, rationalist. No, we must have proof before we can believe. But indeed, I think Musa is a liar. Thus, it was made fair-seeming in Fir'aun's eyes, the evil of his deeds. And he was hindered from the right path. And the plot of Fir'aun led to nothing but loss and destruction for him. وَقَالَ الَّذِي آمَنَا And the one who had Iman said, O my people, اتَّبِعُونِي Follow me, I will guide you to the path of right conduct. Ya qawmi, O my people, he sets himself on the same level, doesn't say, O you sinners. O my people, truly the life of this world is nothing but an enjoyment, a brief bubble. And what happens to bubbles? They burst. And indeed the hereafter, hiya darul qarar, that is the home of eternity. That is the home of peace if we so make it. Whoever does an evil deed will not be requited except the like thereof. And whoever does a good deed, whether male or female, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ And he has Iman, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ Such will enter paradise. And they will be provided therein, بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ Without limit, without any limitations. Now this is the true equality that Islam preaches. Not that the women will be rewarded less than what the men will be, that whether male or female, no difference at all, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ And he is a believer. See, if you think about it, the first Muslim was Hazrat Khadija, a woman. The first martyr was a woman as well. So Allah says, whether male or female, at the end of the day, it's what you've done that counts. وَيَا قَوْمِي And O my people, مَالِي أَدْعُوكُمْ إِلَى النَّجَاةِ وَتَدْعُونَنِي إِلَى النَّارِ O my people, how is it that I call you to salvation while you call me to the fire? Look at this man's clarity of vision. The Prophet ﷺ said, اتَّقُوا فِرَاسَةَ الْمُؤْمِنِ فَإِنَّهُ يَنْزُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ Fear the perception of the mu'min because he sees with Allah's light. So he sees it not as a choice between, well, if I don't obey Fir'aun, he'll have me killed. So it's a matter between life and death. He says, O my people, have you thought about it? I'm calling you to salvation. And you're calling me to hell. You invite me to disbelieve in Allah and to join partners in worship with Him. مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِهِ عِلْمٌ Of which I have no knowledge. How many times is it that we sin for our friends' sake? That we do something that we know in our heart of hearts is wrong, but we do it for their sake. And we ignore that pang of guilt that is gnawing at us. But this man's vision is such, he says, You're inviting me to disbelieve in Allah. That's what you're saying. To join partners in worship with Him, of which I have no knowledge. وَأَنَا أَدْعُوكُمْ مِنَ الْعَزِيزِ الْغَفَّارِ And I am simply inviting you to the Almighty, the Oft-Forgiving. What a beautiful combination. Allah who is the power to punish us, Al-Ghaffar. Yet He still forgives us. Still He gives us chances. No doubt you call me to worship one who cannot grant me my request in this world or in the hereafter. This is the vision of Islam. La ilaha illallah. And our return will be to Allah. Wa annal musrifina hum ashabun nar. Don't you see people? That the transgressors, they shall be the dwellers of the fire. Fasatazkuruna ma aqulu lakum. So he winds it up now. You will soon remember what I'm telling you. Wa ufawwidu amri ilallah. And I have entrusted my matter to Allah. Look at the peace, look at the calmness with which he's speaking. Death is staring him in the face. No hysteria, no panic, no fright. He says, I have entrusted my affair to Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ Because Allah is watching His slaves. We call out, why me, Allah? Isn't Allah watching? Doesn't Allah care? And this man who sees death before him says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ Allah is watching His slaves. So what happened to this man? فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ So Allah saved him from the evils that they plotted against him, whilst an evil torment encompassed Fir'aun's people. An-nar yurduna alayha ghuduwan wa ashiya. The fire, they are exposed to it morning and afternoon. Now some people say, well, there is no proof that there will be an azab in the grave. This ayat is one of the verses that conclusively proves there is an azab in the grave. Or as we read in Surah Yasin yesterday, there is a garden of paradise in the grave. The Prophet ﷺ, when he went to Mi'raj, he was shown a group of people who were being led towards the fire, and he asked, who are these? And he was told, these are the people of Fir'aun. See, our problem is that we want to only believe that which our aqal accepts, or that which we can rationalize or understand intellectually. But that's the whole meaning of Iman bil-Ghaib. We don't know that how these people who were drowned are being taken to the fire morning and afternoon. But it's not for us to wonder about the whys and the wherefores. It's for us to say, كُلُّ مِنْ عِنْدَ رَبِّنَا. Everything is from our Lord. If Allah is telling us that they're being exposed to the fire, they're being presented before the fire, morning and afternoon, then we say, آمَنَّا وَصَدَّقْنَا. We believe and we confirm. And how do we know that this is happening in the grave? Because look at the following words. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ. On the day when the hour will be established, it will be said, cause Fir'aun's people to enter the severest torment. In other words, that teaches us two things. That firstly, what they're experiencing in the grave is just a preview, just a glimpse of what it's truly going to be like for them. And secondly, that the punishment of the grave is nothing compared to the true reality. The Prophet ﷺ told us, when any one of you dies, he is shown his place both in the morning and in the afternoon. If he is one of the people of paradise, he is shown his place in it while he is in the grave. And if he is from the people of hell, he is shown his place in it. And he is told, this is your place until Allah raises you on the day of judgment. And when they will dispute in the fire, the weak will say to those who were arrogant, indeed we followed you. Can you then take from us some portion of the fire? You might have wondered, why does Allah keep on repeating this dialogue? Because people are either the followers or the leaders. Either we're influencing someone or we're being influenced by someone. So Allah is telling us, beware of whom you are influencing or being influenced by. Because the price for following the wrong leader is a very heavy one to pay. The weak will say to those who are arrogant, indeed we followed you. Can you then take from us some portion of the fire? Those who are arrogant will say, we are all together in this fire. Indeed Allah has judged between his slaves. So now when that fails, what will they say? وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ فِي النَّارِ. And those in the fire will say to the keepers of hell, call upon your Lord to lighten for us the torment of a day. But there's no bail in this prison. They will say, did there not come to you, your messengers, with proofs? Not that did you not study the Quran, did there not come to your messengers? Once the messengers come to us, no grounds for turning back. They will say, bala, yes. Then they will reply, then call as you wish. The dua of the disbelievers is nothing but in vain. The time for praying to Allah was in this world, not in the hereafter. Inna lanansuru rusalana. Indeed, we will make victorious our messengers and those who believe. In this world's life and on the day when the witnesses will stand forth. Again, Allah reminds us, we too have a testimony to give. The day when their excuses will be of no profit to the wrongdoers. How glibly we say, oh, I'll just explain to Allah. Oh, I'll just tell Allah that this was why I couldn't obey him. The day when their excuses will be of no profit to the wrongdoers, theirs will be the curse and theirs will be the evil abode. And indeed we gave Musa the guidance and we caused the children of Israel to inherit the scripture. Hudaum wa dhikra li ulil albab. What is this divine book? A guidance, a code book of life, and zikra, a reminder, li ulil alba, for everyone? No, for people of depth, people who are not just taking life superficially as it comes, moment to moment, people of understanding and depth. Fasbir, inna wa'adallahi haq. So be patient, be constant in your good deeds, be constant in abstaining from evil, be patient at times of difficulty. Indeed, the promise of Allah is true. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ. And seek forgiveness for your fault. وَاسْتَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ بِالْعَشِّيِّ وَالْإِبْكَارِ. And glorify the praises of your Lord in the mid-noon and in the early morning. Now why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here to do istighfar? We know that the Prophets are incapable of committing any sin. What then is meant over here? See, the message is for the Muslim Ummah. We find that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to read Istighfar 70 times a day. And when he finished his salat, what was his first remark? Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. We read our salat and we can't wait to leave that prayer mat. And we assume that Allah has forgiven us all our sins. And this was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's remark. He whose prayer was definitely the most sublime of all prayers. Astaghfirullah. Allah forgive me for any shortcomings, any mistakes I might still be making. This is what our attitude should be. We know that we are sinning. The Prophet did not even sin. Still they asked Allah's forgiveness. And this is a sign of humility. عِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ أَلَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا. The slaves of Ar-Rahman who walk on the earth with humility, with softness, not with complacency and arrogance. Ask forgiveness for your fault and glorify the praises of your Lord. Rabbika, He is our Creator, so we should love Him and we should express that love verbally and physically. Indeed, those who dispute about the signs of Allah without any authority having come to them, there is nothing else in their breast except pride. It's a very dangerous sign if someone is constantly arguing against Allah and arguing against obeying Allah, because it means that he is arrogant, that he feels that he doesn't need to obey Allah. They will never have it. So seek refuge in Allah. Indeed, He it is who is the All-Hearer, the All-Seer. لَخَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَكْبَرُ مِنْ خَلْقِ النَّاسِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. The creation of the heavens and the earth is indeed greater than the creation of mankind. See, what is it that people cannot accept? They cannot rationalize. No, how is it that someone who died in a bomb blast or someone who was blown up in a plane crash, how is it that all these people will be resurrected? Their ashes are dispersed. Where will Allah find them from? Allah says, O you arrogant man, the creation of the heavens and the earth is far greater than the creation of man. ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. People have no knowledge. وما يستوي الأعمى والبصير. Not equal are the blind and those who see. And those who believe and do good deeds and those who do evil. Now this is a very frightening ayah. It's not that not equal are the born Muslim and the one who doesn't believe in Allah. Not equal are those who are blind and those who see. What blindness is this? Spiritual blindness. That we read the Quran. People say, oh, I've read the Quran. Don't tell me what's in the Quran. If we've read the Quran, then how come our lives are not changing? How come our actions, our speech is not changing? Not equal are the blind and those who see. And not equal are those who believe and do good deeds and those who do evil. That we say, oh, we've said La ilaha illallah, that should be enough for us. Or we say, well, I've done so many good deeds and I don't need to pray to Allah. No, iman and good deeds can never be equal to one who is doing wrong. قَلِيلًا مَا تَتَذَكَّرُونَ. Little is it that you take heed. We just love to pass superficial judgments, anything, so that we don't have to obey, so that we don't have to change. إِنَّ السَّاعَةَ لَآتِيَةٌ. Indeed, the hour is coming. There is no doubt about it. But most men do not have iman. See, we have endless debates about when the day of judgment will come. The point is not when the actual day of judgment will come. The point is when our own death will come. Because our day of judgment starts in a way when we die. But Allah says most people don't have iman. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ أُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. And your Lord, your Creator, your Nourisher, your Sustainer, He has said, call to me, call me, pray to me, أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. I will respond to you. Subhanallah, look at the love in this ayah. We find that the Prophet ﷺ told us several things about du'as that it's important for us to know. The first thing we need to know is that we pray only to Allah. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You alone do we worship, O Allah, and you alone do we ask for help. No praying to peers or buzzards or dead people or saints or scholars or angels or jinns. You don't ask a starving man to feed you. For instance, if you go to apply for a visa and you're all standing in the queue, what would you think of someone who got up and started running around and said to all the people in the queue, can you get me the visa? Can you get me the visa? You'd say he's mad. Why is he asking them? They're also waiting. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You alone do we pray to for help. What's the second thing we need to know? That when we pray to Allah, it should be with confidence and certainty. Like some people like to pray in a fatalistic way. Well, if Allah wishes to forgive me, He'll forgive me, so why should I even ask Him? And if Allah is going to admit me into Jannah or Jahannam, then my prayers aren't going to help me anyway. Look at Ayyub alayhi salam. He was suffering acutely. What did he say? Rabbi, anni masani adoru. Pain has touched me. A man in the depths of agony. And he says, pain has touched me. Wa anta arhamu rahimin. That's all he says. Not Allah relieve me and that's it and I've suffered long enough. You are the most merciful of those who show mercy. That's the way we make a dua. That, oh Allah, this is my problem. I placed it before you and I know you'll handle it now. Ufawwidu amri ila Allah. We should entrust our matters to Allah. So what happened? Allah answered his dua. The Prophet ﷺ himself taught us, when you pray, pray with certainty. Don't say, Allah forgive me if you will. Nobody can force Allah. What are we trying to say, that we could have forced Allah to forgive us? No. So we need to pray with confidence and with humility. Then we need to know that we should be praying to Allah. Like some people like to say, well, you know, I don't like to ask Allah for every little thing and I'll just ask Allah for the big things. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man lam yas'al Allah yaghdab alayh." The one who does not ask Allah, Allah is angry with him. Subhanallah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also told us that when you pray to Allah, pray with love. In other words, ad-du'a muqul ibada. See, why is dua so important in Islam? Because dua is when you're talking to Allah. When you're channelizing your pain, when you're pouring out your grief before Allah. إِنَّمَا أَشْكُوا بَثِي وَحُزْنِي لَلَّهِ. What did Yaqub alayhi salam say? I'm pouring out all that pain I'm feeling. Not before people who have no rahim. I'm pouring it out before Ar-Rahman. الدُّعَوْ مُخُ الْعِبَادَ. What sort of du'as do we make? What sort of apathetic, boring, dreary du'as? At the end of our prayers, we go, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. آمين سُمَّ آمين. And we quickly get up and fold the prayer mat. Ad-du'a muqul ibadah. Dua is the essence of ibadah. It's not the prayer that you read. It's the dua. It's the conversation you have with your Lord. At the end of it, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ask Allah for everything. Even if your shoelace breaks, ask Allah for it. Why? Because you're increasing that bond. You're increasing that love you have for Him. Now some people say, well, dua can't do anything. I've prayed and it's not helped me. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us one thing, that a man's dua is accepted as long as he doesn't pray for any sin, as long as he does not pray for the breaking off of any relationship, and as long as he does not make haste. So people said, what does that mean? And he said that a person should say, I have prayed and I have prayed and I don't see my dua being accepted, and he should tire and stop praying. And that's exactly what people say. All those wazifas were useless, so I'm not going to pray anymore. We learn that every time we make a dua, one of three wonderful things happens. Either our dua is accepted, or some calamity is averted, or if even that doesn't happen, that dua is stored up for you in the shape of sawab. And so much sawab, that on the day of judgment, when a man sees all that sawab, he will say, I wish that none of my duas had been answered. In this world, we make a dua and we want Allah to answer it in the next minute. But on that day when we see that heap, we see that pile of du'as that weren't answered, we'll say, alas, we wish that none of our du'as had been answered. See, du'a changes destiny. Du'a is the only thing that changes destiny. I think it was a scholar who used to pray that, oh Allah, if you have written me down as being unfortunate, in other words, if someone is going to go to hell, فَمْحُنِي وَقْتُبْنِي سَعِيدًا, then wipe that out and write me down as amongst the fortunate people. So dua is a means whereby we can increase and develop our relationship with Allah. See, Allah says, Ala Rabbukum, your Lord, your Creator, your Nourisher. What are you frightened of? Come and ask Him. Udu'uni, ask me. Astajib lakum, I will respond. I will definitely answer in whatever way is best. And there's a hadith in which it says that in the last third of the night, Allah descends to the lowest heaven and says, who is it that asks me for something that I may give it to him? And who is it that seeks my forgiveness that I may grant him that? قَالَ رَبُّكُمْ أُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Your Lord has said, call me, I will answer to you. Those who scorn my ibadat, those who scorn my worship, they're too busy complaining to people. They don't have time to complain before Rahman. سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. They will enter hell as humiliated ones. It is Allah who has made the night that you may rest therein, and the day for you to see. Truly Allah is full of bounty, yet most of mankind give no thanks. See, we need to remember one more thing about dua. People say, well, why isn't Allah still answering my dua? Earlier on we read that when my slaves ask you about me, tell them I am near. Ujibu da'wata da'i idha da'ani. I answer the call of the one who calls me. When he calls me, فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. So let them obey me. وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. And then let them trust in me. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. In order that they may be guided. It's not enough just for us to make the dua. We have to start obeying Allah. And sometimes if our dua is not being accepted, then we need to analyze our lives. Maybe we are disobeying Allah. Maybe we are angering Allah. And maybe we are earning haram risk. Because haram risk is one of the greatest obstacles in acceptance of dua. We need to purify our actions, to purify our speech, to purify our risk, and then ask Allah with confidence and love. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ. Such is Allah, your Lord, the creator of all things. None has the right to be worshipped but He. فَأَنَّ تُؤْفَكُونَ. How then are you being turned away? It's as if it's simply incomprehensible. We know Allah has created us. We know we're going back to Allah. Still we're not ready. Still we're disobeying Him. Where then are you being deluded from? Thus were turned away those who used to deny the signs of Allah. It is Allah who has made for you the earth as a dwelling place and the sky as a canopy and has given you shape and made them good and has provided you with good things. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ. Such is Allah, your Lord. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So blessed be Allah, the Lord of the worlds. هُوَ الْحَيُّ. He is the ever-living. None has the right to be worshipped but He. So call to Him, making your worship pure for Him alone. All praises are for Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Say, I have been forbidden to worship those whom you worship besides Allah. Since they have come to me, evidences from my Lord, and I am commanded to submit to the Lord of the world. It is He who has created you from dust, then from a drop, then from a clot, then brings you forth as an infant, then makes you reach the age of full strength, and afterwards to be old, though some among you die before, and that you reach an appointed term, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ, in order that you use your brains. It is Allah who gives life and causes death, and when He decides upon a thing, He says to it only, be, and it is. Do you not see those who dispute about the signs of Allah? أَنَّ يُسْرَفُونَ. How are they being turned away? Those who deny the book and that with which we sent our messengers, they will come to know when iron collars will be rounded over their necks and the chains they shall be dragged along in the boiling water. Then they will be burned in the fire. Then it will be said to them, where are all those whom you used to join in worship as partners besides Allah? They will say, they have vanished from us. No, we did not invoke anything before. Thus Allah leads astray the disbelievers. This was because you had been exulting in the earth without any right and that you used to rejoice extremely. Udkhulu abwab jahannam. Enter the gates of hell to abide therein, and what an evil abode of the arrogant. فَصْبِرْ إِنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ. So be patient. Indeed, the promise of Allah is true. And whether we show you some part of what we have promised them, or we cause you to die, then still it is to us they shall all be returned. And indeed, we have sent messengers before you. Of some of them, we have related to you their story, and of some, we have not related to you their story. And it was not given to any messenger that he should bring a sign except by the leave of Allah. But when the commandment of Allah comes, the matter will be decided with truth, and the followers of falsehood will then lose. Allah, it is He who has made the cattle for you, that you may ride on some of them, and of some you eat, and you have many other benefits from them, and that you may reach by their means a desire that is in your breast. And on them and on ships you are carried. وَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ. And He shows you His signs. Allah says, use all these worldly blessings, but then thank Me. Which then of the signs of Allah do you deny? Have they not traveled through the land and seen what was the end of those before them? They were more in number than them, and mightier in strength, and in the traces in the land. Yet all that they used to earn did not help them. Then when their messengers came to them with clear proofs, they were glad with that which they had of the knowledge, and that at which they used to mock surrounded them. So when they saw our punishment, they said, we believe in Allah alone, and reject all that we used to associate with Him as His partners. فَلَمْ يَكُ يَنْفَعُهُمْ إِيمَانُهُمْ. Then their faith did not help them. When they saw our punishment, Like this has been the way of Allah in dealing with his slaves. And there the disbelievers lost completely.